For instance, Omoloch Papodo, Papodo says like this, Omoloch Papodo, Amos Sefer. What does the Sefer of that Mishnah say? It says like this, that Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Eina Sefer Elishiva, Eina Chanami. Rabbi Eliezer Tak argues and says it's only Sefer 7 days. In other words, 7 days that you become Tomei, till you bring your Kabonis, that's all that Sefer, but not more. So the Kisa, what it means to say is the Chur that Papodo holds, like Rabbi Eliezer, Eina Chanami. Even though the Tanakhama argues, the vice versa, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Papodo holds like Rabbi Eliezer. So Tzeis has the Kash Takawai, the entire Makati Papodo, the Shavuk Rabbonin, the Yovuk Rabbi Eliezer. Even if you want to say Rabbi Eliezer holds like that, but the Tanakhama says not like Rabbi Eliezer. So how come Papodo doesn't pass like the Chachomim, like the Stam Tanakhama? That here it's Mashmir, if you become Tum in the 30th day, it's Tzeisir Akel, because the 30th day is still an Ozir. So why did Papodo punk pick the Paschal like Rebbe Eliezer, he's only a Yochak Negro Tanakama. The Yishlein Matai says that Bar Poda Svirlei Dimit Rebbe Eliezer Moshach Naziris Choftes Yoim Hachinam in the Rabbonin to the Meshach Naziris Ashachon the Pligi Ela Vestira the Rebbe Eliezer in the Soyster El Shiva the Rabbonin Shloshim Vaida Soy Shloshim Rabbonin Menin Elam the Rabbonin Biyam with Xer the Rabbonin Hechel Yom Naziris Tam. Tais learns up that Bar Poda learns up that since according to Rebbe Eliezer, you see clearly Naziris ends after 29 days, the 30th day you're not a Nazir. It's not Seisar HaKoyol. So Bapoda learned out that even according to the Rabbonin, the Tanakama, they also don't argue on Rebbe Eliezer. That means the Uraisa, they also agree that Naziris ends after 29 days. That the Tanakama says that on the 30th day if you become Tomei, the Naziris is Seisar HaKoyol, that's only with the Rabbonin. Midrabbonan, Bapoda also agrees that Midrabbonan, you're supposed to keep Naziris for 30 days. Therefore, Midrabbonan, if you become Tomei in the 30th day, the Tanakam holds the Rabbonan or Geyser that all the days are Sosar, and you have to start over again. So that's the Machlokes, the Tanakam and Rebbe Eliezer. So Machlokes, in the Rabbonan Dika Locha, if you become Tomei in the 30th day, do you have to count over again 30 days or not? But Bapoda learns that Midiraisa both agree that Stam Naziris is only 29 days. And the 30th day, you're not a Nazir anymore. That's Pshan Rebbe Eliezer. Just Rabbonin on the Yav Yu, Midirabbonin.
Alright, turn over.
Therefore, it's good, Bapoda Shita. That's more interesting that Kesav Rebbe Eliezer, no, that, yeah, Ema Sefer Rebbe Eliezer Oimer, Ena Sefer Leshiva. Now, if you tell me now Stam Naziris is 30 days, Nista Kula, what's Pshan Rebbe Eliezer? Why isn't it Seisar HaKoyol? Selamai, it's a proof that Rebbe Eliezer holds Stam Naziris is only 29 days. Therefore, if you come Tomei in the 30th day, you don't have to count over again 30 days, just the 7 days till you become Tahor. So Mar says, "Sub Rebbe Eliezer mixes a yom kukulei. Maybe no, maybe but this will be a terrace according to Rav Masna that it could be according to Rebbe Eliezer he holds mixes a yom kukulei. That let's say he says hashto chayz le Rav Masna liyashu divu Rebbe Eliezer that maybe even according to Rav Masna Rebbe Eliezer comes out good." That even though before we didn't want to say this Svara, but according to Rebbe Eliezer, now we're saying that he holds Nixas Hayomis Kulay. In other words, really, Naziris is 30 days. Just he holds on the 30th day itself. If you kept a little bit Naziris Patira, that little bit that you kept is considered like you finished off your Naziris. So therefore he says if you become Tomei on the 30th day, it's considered Nixas Hayom. The first half of the day that you kept is like you finished off your Naziris. It's considered like you became Tomei now after the Naziris. See, even though before we didn't want to say that Svara, because that was only when you make a haircut, when you bring Kavonis. Now the Gemara is saying that according to Rebbe Eliezer, that's the Machlokes. Rebbe Eliezer holds no. Rebbe Eliezer holds that you say Mixta Yom Kukulei all the time. Therefore, if you become Tomei in the middle of the 30th day, you're not sus to the whole Naziris, because the first part of the day that you kept, that's considered like the whole day. So I call upon them again, everything comes out good according to both, Zai according to Bapoda, Zai according to Rav Masna. Tanam, we learned like this. If somebody says, Hareini Nozir Mea Yoim, I want to be a Nozir for 100 days. Halacha is, Nitma Yoim Mea. If he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Soyser of Hakel, he soyser everything. This Chura will come out good. This comes out good according to everybody, the Chura. Only not like Rebbe's Chura. Because since you said 100 days, on the hundredth day, you're still a Nazir. So you become Tami that day, you say Soyser Hakel, you have to start over again. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer and his Soyser El Shleshim Yoim. No. You only have to count over again 30 days, that's not more than that. Only 30 days. Now the question is like this. If you want to tell me Rebbe Lezer holds, then when you're holding the last day of the Naziris, a little bit of that day is like the whole day. Here on the 100th day, since you kept a little bit already B'Tayra, it should be considered like you finished your Naziris. And if you became Tame in the middle of that day, it should only be Sosa 7 days. Wait another 7 days till you become Tame. How come here Rebbe Lezer says it's Sosa 30 days? Why 30 days? If you tell me Mixas Yom Kukulai, it's like you finished already the Naziris. So Marius, Nista Sheva should only take away 7 days. So Marius, like this, Mamanashach, Viloi saw the Mixas Yom Kukulai. Elamai, what do you want to tell me? That Rebbe Lezer does not hold Mixas Yom Kukulai? But rather, Rebbe Lezer before holds like Papodo, and you don't say Mixas Yom Kukulai. So still it's Shreya then. If you became Tomei, you're on the 100th day, so you're in the middle of the Naziris. If you're in the middle of the Naziris still, list the Kulai. So why don't you have to start over again and count the 100 days? Anyway, Rebbe Lezer's little Vakasha. Rebbe Lezer says if you became Tomei on the 100th day, you only have to count over again 30 days. Why only 30 days? If you tell me now you're still in the middle of an Aziris, you don't say Mixas Yom Kukulai, you have to wait till the end of the 100th day, so in the middle of the day, you're still a Nazir. So if you become Tummy that day, you should have to start over again a new 100 days. How come Rebbe Lezer only says you have to go over again 30 days? Where does he get this new Shita? So Marissa is like this, L'yoylam really I'll tell you, L'yoylam lo'yamrinon Mixas Yom Kukulai. Really, Rebbe Lezer does not hold this Svara of Mixas Yom Kukulai. If you become Tomei in the middle of the last day, so what? You're still a Nazir the last day, it should be Seisar HaKel. See, so therefore it's a Raya that Rebbe Lezer holds like Papoda from the first Mishnah. That if you become Tomei on the 30th day, Rebbe Lezer says it's only Seisar Shiva. Because the 30th day you finished already in Naziris. Therefore it's only Seisar 7. But now the question is here. When you become a Nazir for 100 days, if you become Tomei on the 100th day, why only 30 days? Why not another 100 days? For the Mari Hachin, list the Kulei. Why doesn't Rebbe Lezer say here you have to count over again another 100 days? Why does he only say 30 days? This the Gemara answers, Amoresh Lakish. Hainu time of the Rebbe Eliezer. You know what the time of Rebbe Lezer is? Because Omar Kroah, the Pasuk says like this. Zois, Torah, HaNazir, B'yoy Melois Yemei Nizrei. This is the halachas of a Nazir, the day he finishes his days of being a Nazir. That what? HaToyra Omra Nitma B'yoy Melois. That if a person of a Nazir became Tomei, the last day of his Naziris, Tein Loi Toyris Nazir. You know how much he has to count over again? Like a regular Nazir does, only 30 days and not more. So Kitzitz Anuk Zeret HaKosif. That where you kept upon yourself to be a Nazir for 100 days. And the last day you became Tomei. So even though usually when you become Tomei in the middle, you have to start over again a new count, but there's a new Xeris HaKosif, that if you became Tomei the last day of your count, that it's Soysa now, only 30 days and not more. The Torah says now, Zois Teres HaNazir B'yoy Malois, that there's such a lacha that we give you on B'yoy Malois, on the last day of your Naziris. You have a special halacha then, that if you become Tomei then, we give you Yemei Nizrei. We only make you count over again another 30 days and not more. So Kitzur could be that Rebbe Lezer Taki is a riot of Apodo, and that Stam Nazirut is only 29 days. Now the Gemara says, Let's say the Machloikas Rav Masna, and Bapodo is the Machloikas Tanoim, Ad Malois Hayomim, says in the Pasuk, till the end of the days, Shemani Miyat Yomim Shnayim. Maybe Naziris is only 2 days. Like, how do we know how long Naziris is? Maybe Naziris is only 2 days. Talmud Loima, Kodesh Yia Godapora, and Gidul Sar, Pachas Mishloshim, Dibur Rebbe Yashia. Vidashin Kodesh Yia Godapora Mashmas here has to grow long. So what's called long here? 30 days. So that's how we know Stam Naziris is 30 days. That's Rebbe Yashia. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, no, ain't it tzorich, I don't need this posik. Harayuwaim, my posik says, ad malois hayomim, till the end of the days. Iyelu hein yomim, shetzrichim lamalis, what's called days that you have to finish? You have to finish a count of days. What is considered like a full amount of days? Heavy yomish loishim. I say that's called 30. 30 is called complete. Like Tosfos speaks out, kloimar, chodesh, it means like a month. Sometimes a month is 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days. So the post is saying ad malois means until you finish a complete month of 30 days. So that's the machlokes from Yashin of Yonasan. How do we know how long Stam Naziris is? So Gemara says, now my love, isn't it that Rav Masna that says Stam Naziris is 30 days to Yomek Rav Yashia? He learns like Rav Yashia. Adashin the posik kodesh yia godo pera, that Naziris is always 30 days. O ba'apodet to Yomek Rav Yonasan. And ba'apodet says like Rav Yonasan that Yidashin the malois means a chodesh a month, and sometimes a month is only 29 days. So therefore, Stam Naziris is also only 29 days. So Tais learns like this, that Obapod the Kreb Yonasan the Dorish me'ad malois, v'lo yad b'chlal. Yidashin ad malois means until the 30th day. And Yidashin ad v'lo yad b'chlal, and not the 30th day. So Chur Obapod the goes like Kreb Yonasan. So Mora says no. Omolok Rav Master, Master answers back, I could learn that Kuli Yal Mashleshim Vinan. I'll tell you, no, I learned both of them need that you need 30 days. Both Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashia both hold you need 30 days. For Yochas, what's the Machlekes then we learn it out from? Biyad, Biyad, Bechla, Pligi. Machlekes says, when the Pesuk says Ad Malois, does Ad Malois means to include the 30th day? Or Ad Veloyad Bechla? Rabbi Yashia saw Ad Veloyad Bechla. Ad Malois does not include the 30th day. That's Rabbi Yashia. Therefore, we can't learn that from the Pesuk Ad Malois. That's why he needs the other Pesuk of Kodesh Yia Godopera. But Rabbi Yonasan Sova learns out from the Pesuk Ad Malois, Ad V'yad Bechlau. So everybody holds like me, Rav Masna says, that Stam Naziris is 30 days. They both agree to that. The only question is, can you learn out from the Pesuk Ad Malois or not? But everybody agrees it's 30 days. Omama, we learned before, Yeluhen Yom Shasrich Lamalos, what's called days that you have to finish? Heavy Yom Shasrich means a month. A month is called complete days. For Gemara V'yem Shabbos maybe means a week, like Shabbos is the end of the week. And the Gemara, Shabbos Mika Chaserusa, is Shabbos ever missing anything? It's always only 7 days. It doesn't pass Ad